USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Multiple reports say at least 13 people are dead after two explosions went off near the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. Of the 13 killed, at least 10 were U.S. service members. A hospital in Kabul also saying at least 60 people are injured. The Taliban says the deceased, including children, were killed at the capital city's airport. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying one of the explosions was outside the airport and another was at or near a local hotel that was reportedly being used to ferry Americans to the airport. Seven Capitol Hill police officers are suing President Trump and others over the January 6th Capitol attack. The lawsuit accuses the former president and others of being directly responsible for the attack. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.